Jesus has a table spread.
Hello, friends. I'm Brother Ricky Cawthorn, and I welcome you to today's Gospel Pulpit radio broadcast. I trust our broadcast will be a real blessing. And now let's come and dine around the Word of God together.
Oh, 'tis sweet to sup with Jesus all the time. Come and dine, the Master calls, come and dine. You may feast at Jesus' table all the time.
And I welcome you to the Gospel Pulpit for Tuesday, March the 3rd. What a great joy it is to be with you by way of radio. I'm Brother Ricky Cawthorn. And of course, I come your way here through our ministry here, Gospel Broadcasting Incorporated in Dobson, North Carolina. And we own and operate three radio stations. And then we have these Gospel Pulpit radio broadcasts, daily and weekly broadcasts. We're heard on the radio somewhere every day of the week, 7 days a week. And I hope you'll pray that God will keep that door open. And this new project we've launched, Reaching America with the Gospel, will help us. We're looking for 1,000 people or churches or individuals or Sunday school classes or youth groups that might take us on for support, $10 per month for the next 1 year. Now, I want you to pray about it. You make sure that's what the Lord wants you to do. Amen. And you might just write that $120 check, send it to us, or you might do it $10 per month. If you want to do it on the card and all that, the credit, the debit, they can set that up at where it comes out of your account every month or whatever. You have to talk to the office about that. So call. I'm just going to give you one number here, 336-356-1560. If you'll call that number, they'll help you with that. My wife, Christy, will be the one to help you with that, and she can get that set up for you. So I hope you'll pray about it. Amen. Pray about what God would have you do during this time. And we'll be announcing some later. I'll be keeping you up to date on it. We tape about a month ahead. So I want you to understand that we just have announced the project back in February, and we're just into it for a month. So we tape about a month ahead. We've already had some response from it, and I praise the Lord for that. And we'd like to take on some new stations. So if you'd like to write me, if you'd like to make a check, make it to GBI. And then if you'd like to write me, write GBI, Post Office Box 797, Dobson, North Carolina, 27017. I love getting your cards and letters. I praise the Lord for you. Some of you asked me to pray for you, and I try to do that. And we love you, and we thank God for you. As many of you I will never meet this side of heaven. But I'll tell you this, I'm saved, and I'm going, and I believe you're saved, and you're going, and I'm looking forward to seeing you. Amen. One of these days, whether here or over yonder, I'm looking forward to meeting the radio listeners. I want you to pray for us. Well, we're in this message on courage this week out of the book of Joshua, and I hope it'll be a real blessing to you. Father, will you take the message and use it now on this Tuesday for your glory in Jesus' name. Amen. By the way, I want you to check out our website, gbiradio.org, and also download the GBI radio app. It's in the Apple App Store and the Google Play Store. Let's go to our message on courage. And God did not send them there. Now, I'm going to give you something to think about because the Holy Spirit just gave it to me. God did not send them over there to decide whether they could take the land. That wasn't their mission. They were wrong by coming back to the whole congregation and said, we can't do this. God didn't send them over there to see if they could do it. God sent them over there to see how they could do it. Amen. They had the mission all wrong. And yet they come back. Notice they didn't just speak to Moses. They spoke to the whole crowd. That's what a discourager will do in the church. Well, the preacher will mention, by the way, now the late Bobby Robertson, my friend, he said this, there's a difference between faith and foolishness. So preachers, be careful. When you are introducing something new to your deacon board or to the congregation, number one, make sure you've prayed about it. I mean prayed about it. I'm not talking about now lay me down to sleep, park my scooter in the street, and if I should die before a week, I pray the Lord to send Abraham mash a break. I ain't talking about that kind of praying. I'm talking about you prayed, you've been before God. Now, when you know it's right, then you move on. But you're always going to have some people that said, you can't do that. Why, there's people in my ministry along the way that said they've cast doubt on whether things would be done. I've seen God do things mortal man can't do. I've seen God in the last 2 years, and God told me in the year 2022, in the spring of that year, late winter, early spring, I remember one day I was down a little bit. I walked in. God said, be still and know that I'm God. From that time to this, I tell you what, I have known God is God. God has manifested himself to me in so many ways. In our ministry, I've never seen God do what he's doing. And I want to tell you, he's real, brother. And so these men reasoned God right out of it. God said, go over there. And these men came back and said, we can't do it. They said, these men are of greater stature than we are. They're higher than we are. And we can't go again. And that's philosophy. Now, folk, I'm going to say something to you. Don't get mad at me. But we need to junk the philosophy in ministry today. We try to reason out things. We try to think out things. Listen, God's a lot smarter than you and I. Now, I believe in planning, okay? But I'm going to tell you, I think some of us plan too much. Now, one man preached a sermon on God's, on man's way or God's steps. Now, the Bible said that the man's heart deviseth his way. I've come up with some pretty good plans. I've come up with some pretty good series of sermons. And God said, no, we're not going to preach that right now. Matter of fact, there's something I'm wanting to do right now. God said, nope, you can't do that. I give you this other thing to do, and God has given me an assignment I'm working on doing, and so I'm doing what God told me. Listen, when you become yielded to the Holy Ghost, and you say, hey, this is my assignment from God, I never forget it. One great old man of God, he's in heaven now, but he'd stand up, and I heard him one night, he's preaching. He said, my assignment for the Holy Ghost, from the Holy Ghost this evening is, and he told us what it was. And here's the thing about his message. Every message we preach ought to be a sign from God. I said a sign, not a sign, but a sign. Every message ought to be specifically put on your heart from God. Amen. It is not our great intellectual ability to get sermons. And God is telling Joshua here now, and by the way, these men brought up an evil report, and they suffered over that for 40 years. All right, that philosophy. God is telling Joshua here, Joshua, you got to be strong. I mean, you don't want, and basically what God is saying, I believe, is you don't want this to happen again. You don't want to get discouraged, and you've already drug around here for 40 years. And Moses indicated that if they did not do what God told them to do in the book of Numbers when they were having the discussion about the tribe of Reuben and the tribe of Gad and the half tribe of Manasseh staying over there in the land on the other side of Jordan. And Moses told them, if you don't do what God said, God will leave them another 40 years. And for 40 years, Joshua saw a generation of men that were older than him waste away because they did not obey God. God get you out of the way, friend. That ain't preached much in this day and hour, but God couldn't remove you and put somebody else there to do it. Amen. So we got to be strong. I, as a leader of this ministry, I, as a radio preacher, I've got to be strong in what I'm preaching, not prideful. No. I'm nothing before God. I'm nothing. But I've got to be confident in what I'm preaching, that what I'm preaching is right. I got to have the courage, the boldness of God. Now, what is the boldness of God? The Holy Ghost. The feeling of the power of God. Remember what the Bible said in the book of Acts? After that, the Holy Ghost has come upon you, you shall be witnesses of me. And then he told all the places you're going to be witnesses of. One place he named was Samaria. Well, Samaria, they were a bunch of half-breeds. I mean, they wasn't Jews, and they wasn't really Gentiles, and they didn't like them, and they didn't like them. And I mean, that's a tough place to go, brother. Amen. But God said, you go. And by the way, Philip went down to Samaria and had a great revival, right? Amen. I mean, God sometimes sends you right in the fire. I remember God telling me back about 6 years ago, I was under a burden praying for a revival of this nation. God said, turn your Bible to the book of Ezekiel. And I read what God told Ezekiel. I've not sent you to a foreign country. God's never let me go to the mission field. I've prayed many times, tried to go. God would not let me go. And my mission in life is to America. My mission in life is to you that are listening on the radio. And yes, sometimes it's a little hard. Because why? You've heard preachers. You've heard preacher after preacher after preacher. And some of you would rather be hearers of the word than to be doers of the work. Amen. But anyway, I still love you, and I'm still going to preach to you. Amen. So now, we see number one, God spoke to Joshua concerning the whole congregation. Number two, God spoke to Joshua concerning the word of God. Now watch this right here in verse number 7, chapter number 1, Joshua 1, verse number 7. Only be thou strong and very courageous. And they put the word very there. Very courageous. That thou mayest observe to do according to all, that's the key, the law which Moses, my servant, commanded thee. He said this, turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. Now, he spoke to Joshua about the whole congregation, but he spoke to him about the word of God. He said, now, Joshua, if you're going to do this thing right, I've laid the law before you. Now, Joshua has the first five books of the Bible, Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy. All right. And God said, now, Joshua, I don't want you to turn from the right hand or to the left. Did you know us preachers need some courage today to preach the Bible? Now, I want you to know something. Did you know Bible preaching is not popular today? If you now, I am not talking about mean, hateful, ill-spirited, pharisaical preaching. I am not talking about that stuff. I'm not talking about that at all. But I mean, even when you preach the Bible, you preach on prayer and see how popular you are. You preach on giving and see how popular you are. Well, all you preachers want is money, 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 money. No, no, it's in the Bible. Amen. You preach on faithfulness and see how popular you are. Amen. Preach on sin. I'm talking about in the right way. And I'm not just talking about preaching on sin in general. I mean, name it. Name. Tell Baptists that they ought not be at the bar on Monday in a business meeting and be in the choir on Wednesday night during the prayer meeting. Tell them that and see how popular you are. Tell Baptists that they ought to dress right and keep their clothes on in public and see how popular you are. Tell Baptists that Christians have no place watching R-rated movies and see how popular you are. Amen. Amen. By the way, all that's in the Bible. All that's in the Bible. I'm not making things up. Tell Baptists that they ought to get all the bitterness and all the unforgiveness out of their heart and see how popular you are. Somebody said, well, I just preached the gospel. Well, the gospel's to lost people. Amen. The gospel, by the way, it's good to talk about the good news. It's good to talk about the Lord Jesus, what he's done on Calvary. And I thank God for what he's done. I thank God for the death, burial, and resurrection. I thank God for the peace I have in my heart and the pardon I have from God. But he's telling Joshua, he said, you follow all the law. We as preachers should be filled with God, and we should not be scared to preach. Now, I want to say this. There are people nowadays, there's a lot more money that comes into the ministry nowadays than did in the early, early, early days of GBI. But I want to say this. I am not on the radio for your money. I am not running and operating radio stations for money. I do not do it for money. And I want to say this. You can give me $25,000 today. Write me a check, $25,000 today, but I want to preach the Bible tomorrow. I don't want to be under your thumb because you give a certain amount of money, and I'm afraid to say anything, afraid you'll pull that money. Let me tell you something. I've told you this. I had a man tell me one time he got mad at me. Matter of fact, the man didn't even go to church where I was pastoring, but he got mad at me over something in the church, and he called me up. And he supported the ministry, I believe it's $25 a month, something, from his business. And he said, I just want to tell you, I'm not going to support you anymore. And he said, I hate to see your ministry fall. That's what he said. Well, I feel sorry for the poor fella. I'm not mad at him at all. I'm not mad at all about that. And this has been years ago when we first started. But man, God has used our ministry. We've been around this nation preaching the gospel. I've preached in places I'm not even on the radio at due to the internet and the apps and the things. And I'm not mad at that dear fella. I know, sir, I'm not mad at him. I'm just simply telling you, won't stop God when God's doing it. But my duty is to preach the word of God. Now, I get this a lot from the people. I get this a lot. Preacher, we like a fellow that tells it like it is. Now, wait a minute. Don't pin your roses on me. I'm just preaching the Bible. I'm not pharisaical. I'm not going to get into that hateful preaching and call you a bunch of names. Listen, our churches in America have been ruined by that kind of preaching. Our churches in America have been ruined by getting up in the church and the preacher calling things out that he's got no business doing, and no wisdom is used, and no. Well, friend, we come to the end of our radio broadcast for this Tuesday, March the 3rd. I praise the Lord for you listening. I just want to say right here, I do appreciate my wife for doing the technical ends of this broadcast and helping me with it, and I thank God for her help. All these broadcasts are available at gbiradio.org. If you miss one, you can go back and listen to them there. May God bless you until tomorrow is my prayer. Thank you so much for listening. Jesus. Well, friends, I want to thank you for listening to today's Gospel Pulpit radio broadcast. Address your cards and letters to The Gospel Pulpit, Post Office Box 797, Dobson, North Carolina, 27017. I'm Brother Ricky Cawthorn. I hope you'll tune in again on the same station at the same time for another Gospel Pulpit radio broadcast when we come and dine around the Word of God together. All the time, he who fed the multitude.
tears, turn the water into wine to the hungry.